Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
So glad you decided to join us here today on the Journey Now podcast. My name is Kevin Dixon. I'm one of the pastors here at Journey Church. This last Sunday, I had the opportunity to speak from Acts chapter 8 on the Ethiopian treasurer and Philip and how God orchestrated their encounter. In the summer of 1987, I had a divine encounter. Some may call it coincidence, but I call it a little miracle in my life. I had been accepted to seminary down in the Chicago area, and Lori, my wife, had miraculously gotten a teaching job about 8 miles from my school. We just needed an affordable, safe place to live. We weren't looking for anything fancy, mostly just safe. Well, this was much more difficult task than either of us expected it to be because all the on-campus housing was full and we were stuck looking at some either too expensive or not a good place or location or not a safe place. We had just got done looking at an apartment. We were literally walking out of this apartment building and we knew it was not going to work for us. And there was this older man standing by a Lincoln Town Car and he says to us, "Hey, are you guys looking for an apartment?" I literally looked at myself to see if there was a sign on me somewhere. And I said, "Why, yes, we are." He said, "Well, here's my card and I have the apartment for you." And he wrote down the address of where the apartment was on the back of the card. And he told me to meet him there at the apartment around 4. Well, Lori couldn't go with me because she had a work meeting. So I found a friend to take along with me because I really didn't know what I was going to see or what to expect because I'd never met this guy before. And we pulled up outside the building. He was there waiting for us on the main street in a town called Lake Forest, Illinois, which is one of the wealthiest suburbs of Chicago. He proceeded to show us a really quaint one-bedroom apartment in a really safe building and everything we had hoped for, right in between Lori's job and my school. And I knew right away, there was no way we could afford it. And I told the guy, I said, "I'm sorry for wasting your time, but I am sure we can't afford this." And he asked me, "So how much can you afford?" And I said, "About $380 a month. And he said, "I can do that, but I need you to do me a favor." Well, here was the other shoe that was going to drop in the story, I thought. He needed me to deliver some nondescript book packages to people somewhere. And he eventually said, "No, what I need you to do is not tell anybody else in the building what you're paying for rent." And I said, "I can do that." And after we signed that lease and we worked out all the paperwork, I never saw that man again. Never saw his car, never had another conversation with him. After we moved out, we got our security deposit back with a note thanking us for taking such good care of his property. As Luke continues to tell this story of the expansion of the story of Jesus and the birth of the church, we hear stories of individuals that did something significant. But God is the driver of the narrative. As the stories continue, so does the bigger story around the individuals. With statements like in chapter 2, it says 3,000 people joined their number that day. In chapter 4, it says 5,000 joined their number. In the middle of the stories, we hear God added daily to those being saved. Great crowds came out to be healed. There was something big going on, but also something very personal. Each individual in each of these crowds of thousands was divinely sought out and found. Where the intersection of God and history lands, we see people and their lives are changed. They know they now have a different story to tell, a story about how God changed their lives. When we read the book of Acts, we focus on the individual stories of the characters, which is only natural, but they are but a small picture, a little snapshot of so much more. For every individual story that Luke tells, there are thousands that are not recorded. The story of the church is millions of people telling the story of God as God has changed their lives. The story of God told through the eyes of millions of people in their individual ways. The story of Jesus, the suffering Messiah, who has changed the lives of so many individual souls. The story of the individual only serves to tell the story of the millions, as we are part of the story. And we are telling this story of God together. In my message on Sunday, I asked a series of questions for us to ponder. If we are telling the story of God, and it is written in the way that we love one another as much as it is in the words we say, then let's get curious about what God is up to in orchestrating our lives. Let's take a moment to revisit some of the questions this story raises for us. If God is inviting me into his bigger story, then why do I live where I live? That's a great question. Why do I live in this country, this state, this city, my neighborhood, my house, my apartment? Why do I work where I do? Or why am I unemployed right now? Why does God have me alive at this time in history? How do my personal circumstances interact with the bigger story of human history? And right now, that's pretty big, a pandemic, social unrest. If the purpose of life is to love God and love others, and God has orchestrated history for me to be here now, then get curious about the people he has placed in your life. Who's God placed in my life and why? How can I love them as God intended? When I think back on that encounter with a stranger that led me to an apartment, I can't help but marvel at how God intervenes in our personal stories so that we might share his story. We're just part of a grand narrative. Don't miss the bigger story of God in your life.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.